everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
I'm Aaron.
This is a podcast where we discuss paranormal and contemporary mythology. We are currently streaming live, so if you're listening to this, you missed it. This is it was a pre-record. Normally, we're live Sunday nights at 7:15 on Trop Home Video, but there's a little football on Sunday, and I didn't think I would be sober to do it, so we are doing it tonight, Thursday, on our Twitch stream.
Yep.
Twitch.tv/ReLifeSci-Fi. And go to patreon.com/ReLifeSci-Fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. If you catch us on one of our Twitch streams, you get a little peek behind the curtain. As sometimes we'll do our more sci-fi and no sci-fi episodes on the Twitch.
Yeah. And
where our chatters. We call them Gary. Because we all have an Uncle Gary. Gary. Yep. Chris referencing Gary. That's the Twitch chat that we're talking about.
Yes.
Were you about to say something, Aaron?
I was just going to say, also, a peek behind the curtain. If you join me on Tuesdays, sometimes I do my homework and I post the Patreon episodes on our stream. And I kind of give a little, I have to figure out what we're talking about to put a description. So you get little clips of fun things. And if I remember the points that Wade gets drunk and crazy and the more, I definitely bring them up. We all love that on Tuesday afternoons. And check that out.
Life of the party and everybody loves me. So
yeah, not a problem. You got a fan base. Let's
welcome aboard SSRLSF, our good friend. God, what doesn't he do? He's a true Renaissance man of entertainment. He's a writer. He's an actor. He did stand up for a time. I don't know if he's a little bit. Not so much. It's our friend Kurt Neal. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, what's up, players and playettes? How's everybody doing?
What's up?
Yeah, just playing around, dog. You know what?
Playboys. Shout out all my playboys and my players.
Just playetting. Just playetting over here.
Yeah, that was Kurt. Pretty woke of you, right? To include the playettes.
So woke. And I will say,
what about the playthems?
Oh.
The
Play-ems.
It sounds like you're saying plebes.
So maybe. Almost.
Yeah, what does that mean again? I forgot.
I honestly made a show with Kate and we needed an end and we thought we invented plebe.
No, you didn't. Sorry.
We did. We thought we invented it.
I believe that you thought you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abed thought he invented the word convo. So
like conversation or like,
yeah, like the short
trucks.
No, like convo, like have a quick convo. Abed was positive that he invented it. And I was like,
Oh my gosh.
He's like, no, I said it on MySpace in 2004. So I was the first one that did it. I was like, it is older than that. It is. Oh, it made me so mad.
I was convinced I brought back my man. To like general conversation, my man, you know, like you see somebody, my man. I thought I was convinced I was the one that like reintroduced that into like the fucking zeitgeist.
No way. If anyone did it, it was Dave Clocks. Right. Sorry, not you.
But he's not like talking in front of people ever. I'm like on camera and stuff.
Okay. No, you're right. I guess if someone did bring it back, it would be you.
I'm a little more.
Maybe it was you. Know, maybe sure. It was because.
Yeah, you're right.
It could have been you because. I feel like Rick might have been a big part of that, right? Because the mailman is glitching out and he just says my man all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe we stole it from you.
Maybe.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Could have.
Maybe. I will give a little caveat. If you're listening to this and you're not watching this, Wade is doing a little bit of a double speak glitch. It's just what it is. So just pretend like he's a robot or something. It'll be fun.
How often happening? I don't know.
Like every other word. Like every other word.
Often. It happens often.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit and come back.
You're going to quit and come back?
Is that cool? Cool?
Yeah, sure. Quit and come back. We'll see if we'll...
I don't know. We got Moose in the back. I don't know if he's not making it on camera, is he?
A little bit.
He did for a second. I love you too, bud.
I love you, Moose.
I love you. We love you too.
I've never actually met
you. Close the door.
Okay, so now our windows are a little glitchy because Wade stepped out, but that's fine. I can still see you, gentlemen. Oh, Wade's back. Forget it. Forget I said anything.
You've done the show at least a couple times, right? Three times?
I bet this is at least four.
Four.
Yeah.
What did you talk about before?
You did it in the bedroom. You did it at Wade's place, and you did it on Zoom.
You did it in the bedroom, dude. That's where I always do it.
Do you ever use Cheese Whiz lube?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. We're talking about that in the No Sci-Fi, our $1 Patreon tier show that we just did a moment ago. And apparently in Philadelphia, they're putting Cheese Whiz infused lube on everything in case what Phillies team wins?
Oh, weird. The Eagles. Yeah. I assumed you meant like lube just in the style of can that Cheese Whiz is in. Like that kind of can.
That is so much lube to come out.
you would get to control it.
But even like a little like, that seems like too much lube.
You know what I always say? There's no such thing as.
I do forget you say that. You say that almost as much as my man.
My so friend. Kurt, what's up?
Oh, no, go on. Oh, go on, please.
It wasn't worth it. My friend in like fourth or fifth grade, he's like, I got this great business idea. What if they put the Oreo cream in the Cheese Whiz style can? So then you could get you could sell the cookies plain and you can make them big as Oreo as you want. And I was like, that's genius. I'm going to steal that once I'm an adult. I never do.
There's still time. You're still an adult.
I could be an
adult. It's just frosting.
I could go on Shark Tank.
Now you just gave it away, though.
I know. I got
our massive viewers. So many viewers are watching. Like half of them are entrepreneurs.
I'm going to put my NDA in the chat so everyone can sign it real quick.
Okay.
Hey, did you guys watch Avatar yet?
No.
Yeah.
I watched it last night.
Oh.
I had a blast.
I did too, actually. I was surprised that I didn't care that it was so long.
It's dumb, but fun.
Mm-hmm. Dumb,
like Kurt.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last one.
Oh, nothing. I was just about to ask into paranormal and normal and contemporary.
This is going to drive me insane. You're fucking duplicating.
Yeah, your microphone is bad.
It's still happening. What do I do, you guys? What do I do? Should I restart?
You already restarted the whole computer?
No, I stopped Discord and turn on.
In theory, we could make it fun if we just all chill.
Do the WoW scale without me.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay. So you've done the WoW scale in the past, right, Kurt?
Yeah. I think I did it every time. I think I've done it three times.
Do you remember what number you got?
No, but I'm curious. I bet it's different every time because I don't feel like I stick to my I don't think I have truths.
You don't think you have truths? Yeah.
From my memory, I would say you're always closer to Wade, but not right at him. You're probably two or three.
I lean Wade, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, now we do. Do you want to do the scale, or do you want me to do it?
Oh, yeah. We could go back and forth.
Okay. Well. So now we don't do the WoW scale anymore because I'm here and I demand to be included like every woman in the world. So now it's called the sob scale. Are you in?
Would you be the fucking centrist on the WoW scale?
I actually was supposedly the centrist, but in this new scale, Willie and I are both fours, but I am a simulation four and Willie is a Bigfoot four. So
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, we do a... skeptic or believer now.
Yes, okay. Skeptic or believer. So, Wade's back. Maybe he'll just do it.
I hope it's worse. Awesome.
Are you ready to be Wade on the sob scale?
I can't wait to sob.
Okay. Question one. Do you believe it's a three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they ever visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years? 300?
200? 300.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, like, probably, like, most likely, right? But I don't think we have any, I haven't seen any good evidence of it. So I say, yes, I believe in them. What were the other two?
Have they visited Earth?
Have they visited?
Have they visited Earth? Probably. Can I say probably?
Yeah, sure.
Probably. Last 300 years. Yeah, probably.
If they probably visited, it probably would have been in the last 300 years, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
Is that a weak answer?
No, that's a perfectly cromulent answer.
Sick.
Wade, did you want to finish the WoW scale since you're back? Sob scale?
No, keep going.
Okay. Well, so far, no double speak. Willie, question ghosts? Two?
What do you think about ghosts?
Ghosts. Nah, no. I don't think I believe in ghosts.
No?
No.
Okay, no explanation?
I just don't buy it. I don't see it. I don't get the point. I don't know. I think that would be, like, there's a little closer to real evidence of aliens. I haven't seen anything even close to the alien evidence of ghosts, in my opinion. Totally buy it.
What would happen, though, if, like, you right now, the closet behind you opened up and a ghost walked out? What would you do?
First and foremost, that's the door to my room. if I open it and the ghosts walk in, I go, okay, ghosts are real. That's a scary ghost. I'm going to fucking panic and like pass out.
Oh, okay. So you'd panic and pass out. Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. I think if something really, I watched Barbarian finally, scared the crap out of me.
Oh, okay.
I would be so bad in those situations. If a really scary thing showed up, I would freak and I would panic and I would freeze and I would pass out from fear. I think.
Yeah. I normally freeze.
I can't, how could I ever, I don't understand how anyone could ever act in that situation. Like when that fucking lady first shows up, sorry if I'm spoiling anything. When that thing first shows up in Barbarian, how would anyone like maintain any sort of composure? That would be so fucking terrifying. I'd freeze it. Worst, best case scenario, I'd like jump backwards and like break my own neck.
Did you say you would throw up?
No, I said I would panic and freeze and pass out.
I wonder if I might throw up.
It sounds like something your body might do in like as like a fear reflex. Like I need to make my body lighter so I can run. So,
but then the ghost would be like, "Oh, ectoplasm, you're one of us."
Yeah, good call. You'd probably, if you were susceptible to puking in that situation, you'd probably piss and shit yourself too.
Yeah, you probably would.
You'd make a big old mess in your little
pants. And you would scare away anything that wasn't a ghost. Yeah. Ghosts would be like, I don't smell nothing.
You just
or the go- what if stuff comes out every hole and the ghost is like, this guy's fucking disgusting. He leaves you alone. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, they're like, ooh,
no,
ooh, I did not sign up for this. It's like Monsters Incorporated, where the monsters have to get screams from kids' closets to power their economy. But for ghosts, it's, you know, haunting you. Their job is to haunt you. So basically, yeah, you'd be the worst job of some ghost life.
I feel like that's the version. If I ever made like a show or a movie about ghosts, it would be that. It would be me as a ghost, and then someone would like get scared and like piss themselves, and I'd go, oh, gross, dude.
Gross. Boo. Boo. Oh,
never mind, dude. I'm sorry. Like, go change your fucking underwear.
What do you think's worse, being an aide for Hillary Clinton or having to haunt the guy who pisses and shits himself every time he sees you?
Being an aide for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other part, I could make the other one.
Suck, right?
I could make the other one fun.
I think being an aide for any politician would suck. Any high-ranking politician, I would fucking want to shoot myself in the face.
What if the guy you're scaring and pisses himself is Bill Clinton?
Oh my god!
Wade. I pissed all over my cigar.
Oh no! There's a ghost. Wait,
there's another double speak. Wait,
hey, fix the problem. Wait, dude, I'm a little teapot.
Knock on wood.
The whole thing? I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, you're not doubling, so that's good.
All right, you got headphones, man?
Yeah.
Put them on.
Right. You would look cute in them, I bet.
Well, they're just the classic, just little Apple style.
Oh, just don't use the microphone.
Did it change your mic if you do that?
It'll use the mic on the headphones.
That'll be worse.
Yeah, sometimes Aaron Moles does that, and then it hits the zipper on his jacket, and it drives me insane.
Wait, I have these things. They're Bluetooth. I don't know if they have a microphone.
Mm.
You want to try?
Great.
Are you just using your onboard mic?
Yeah, this is just my computer.
Sounds pretty good.
Sounds good. We didn't even finish the sob scale. We stopped at ghosts.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Is this better? Oh, fuck. Did I call it the wow scale again? Shit.
I called it I keep calling it the sob scale, though. Right? I called it the wow scale, too.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you guys. Is this better or worse for you?
The microphone sucks, but it sounds better. Like, I don't hear myself.
I wonder if there's a thing I could do.
You would get paid as an aide. Ghosts haunt for free. But we don't know what the currency, the ghost currency in their world is. Like, when I watch the movie Coco, I wonder how that economy works. Because I don't see any exchange of money. Right?
Yeah, and they're working. Yeah, totally.
I think it's a communist thing.
I mean, you get, like, stuff from your ofrenda, your family's ofrenda, whatever. People, like, offer you things when you're dead. So maybe that's it. But anyway, that's besides the point.
It's true.
Do you believe in Bigfoot, Kurt?
No. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't buy it. There's nothing... The couple of versions of like footage of him is like, come on, fuck off. So like, I don't know. I think he would have been truly found by now if he was real. Cause he's not like a fucking genius. I don't know. We'd see him.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's a genius.
That'd be cool if he was. Psychics? Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Do you believe that we live in a simulation?
No. No, I don't. Is this still part of Saab? This feels like new.
Do you believe in God?
No. But I would say I'm like agnostic style. I'm like, no, but like, I don't know. I could be wrong.
If God came out of that closet behind you.
If God came out of that closet behind me, I'd go, no way, dude. For real? Really? God? Oh, that's crazy. Is there a Satan?
You're supposed to be growing your beard. Why are you cutting that thing?
It's in the Bible.
Bro.
It's one of the things I said. No razors.
I'm trying, bro. I'm sorry.
You're going to hell now for that pathetic beard.
Oh, damn. That's a hard thing to go to hell for.
Yeah. No, I want more Wade as God. I like Wade as God.
Nobody likes
when
that.
You get to hell, they're going to give you a beard growth serum, and you will be nothing but beard.
That's my punishment?
You're going to be so scratchy. It's going to drive you crazy.
That's my eternal damnation. Just a fucking forever beard. That's awesome. I could be in ZZ Top.
What did he say?
He's a one.
What's his? Welcome to the one club.
Pew, 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 pew. I think it could be two.
You think a two? Why? Pew, pew, pew.
Everything else matches one, but aliens probably been to Earth in the last 300 years.
Can I be a one and a half?
Yeah, why not? I would believe that more because he said no to everything else. He was so like, you're like so definitively no on all the other
and
answers.
That is a half question. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said probably twice. I feel like I should get half a point.
Yeah. Wait, does that make him a 0.5 then? Not a 1.5, a 0.5.
No. Oh, interesting.
I don't think he's a 1.5. I think he's a 1.
Can I be a 0.75?
You want to be 0.75 on the sob scale?
Sounds cool to me. I feel like I'd be the first. Would I be wrong about that?
No, you would definitely be the first. That. Yeah. Sure. Make it so.
Congrats, dude.
Y'all just witnessed real life sci-fi.
Look behind you. look behind you on the couch.
It's all like bad ideas. Oh, no. bad ideas.
You're the lone member of the Three-Fourths Club. Now, every pizza that you ever eat, there's only going to be 3/4 of it when it gets delivered.
Oh, no. Sorry. That's the curse.
Just because of this podcast?
Yeah, you chose it.
You guys are connected to all the pizza spots?
Our fans are really good.
Internet.
Yeah, we're connected to the internet, bro.
I forgot about the internet. Yeah. That makes sense.
Rice Stack in the chat said, what if God was Bubba Gump? Sorry, go ahead.
My question is, what if God was one of us?
Just a slob like one of us.
Just a
Willie, you got to keep up.
I think she'd be pretty cool.
I started.
Yeah, I said
cool, Wade. Cool, Wade.
All right, sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Hey, Willie, I'm gonna go pee because all the rules are off. But while I do that, why don't you hit us with that topic?
Dan and Dan. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Dan and
Secret underground tunnels. There are over 10,000 military facilities worldwide. There are underground roadways connecting deep underground military bases together that stretch thousands of miles beneath the United States. Could there be...
Could there be
underground roadways that connect the entire United States together that are only used by secret military?
The elite.
Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
We're going to answer the question?
Yeah, we always
do. We'll talk about it.
No, we always get down to the bottom of it.
You haven't been here in a while. We always solve it.
Well, we solve the crime. That's where Wetzel got his show idea from us. We solve the crime.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because we solve it every time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and tonight's crime is tunnels. And we all know they don't exist.
Thank you, of course. Why would they?
No one's ever been underground.
We don't know what's underground.
It's too dangerous.
Oh. If it's not on top of the ground, it's underground. Go ahead.
Look behind you.
Oh, underground tunnels. It's
so, truthfully, I didn't get a chance to do
sci-fi.
I didn't get a chance to do any research on this topic. Really, we tried to do some on Tuesday, and you guys posted some really good information in the Discord. I did not get a chance to check it out this today or yesterday. So, it's gonna be all you, Willie.
That's all good. We're just gonna chat about these possibilities, right? Like, do you guys think that there are tunnels that the military uses, like, deep underground?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean no, Kurt? What do you mean no?
Tunnels deep underground across the country? Come on.
Yeah. Where are they coming out? Have you seen a freeway?
Where are they going in? Where are they coming out? Answer me that.
Anywhere. They've got these...
Have you ever seen the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I like that I picked this topic and I immediately said, nope. Doesn't exist. Cinematic Universe? Yeah, I'm a big Marvel guy, actually.
They've got this
tunnels all over the place in that. So,
well, the biggest, I think, place to get your headspace into is after World War II.
Got it. I'm there.
Indiana Jones just beat the Nazis to get the Holy Grail.
Thank God. Thank you, Indiana.
And that girl with the Indiana. Really sharp teeth kissed him. Remember how sharp her teeth were?
Start over.
Are they sharper than mine? I feel like my teeth are too sharp.
I look really flat. Now, hold on. I don't remember sharp teeth.
I zoned out for a second. What are we talking about?
The sharp teeth in Indiana Jones kisses.
In Indiana Jones 4, the girl that kisses him, Indiana Jones and her dad, like, she's got really sharp teeth.
Oh, you're
anyways,
came a crystal skull.
Crystal skull.
After World War II, you know, there was this big the new threat of nuclear war. And so you know, what do they teach us to do? Like, just duck under your desk. In the meantime,
we didn't grow up in the 50s.
I'm not saying we.
They never.
I went to high school.
I'm not saying we. I'm saying we as the world. You know, like, they started teaching. I don't know why. What do you mean?
You said how old? I love that song. We as the world.
After World War II.
What's interesting is he said they started teaching us to duck behind the desk. I knew what he was going for, and I did.
Yeah, duck and cover.
So we were both right there. And
cover. I've seen those.
That's That's for earthquakes.
No, duck and cover was for the nuclear war. Like, there was a turtle and his name was Bert. Bert the turtle was very alert. You didn't have to watch this stuff?
No.
It's like a 50, it's like a black and white cartoon video thing that they would show kids about what to do in case you see a flash. Like, flash, it's a nuclear threat. So then you go under your desk, or if you're outside, go under a bench. Like, that's going to fucking save you? No, you would, right. You would die.
Waste the last second of your life just being terrified and climbing under a thing. I say, get naked.
Have you guys had nuclear dreams?
I would just look at it. Make sure I
saw it. Stare right at
nuclear
it.
Nuclear dream? Yeah, I would just look at it.
I used to have this reoccurring dream where I'd see a nuclear blast go off and just get really mad because I'm like, well, that's it. That's my life.
Oh God, really? Okay. Fun.
I've had dreams that's where fun. Like a lava water would touch you and then you would seep into the ground and disappear. So everyone is running away from that.
But not melt?
No, you don't melt. You just like spin and go into the ground. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds more like quicksand. Sorry.
Oh no, you're right. That does sound like quicksand.
I don't think that's lava.
I'm also terrified of it. Well, the way it moved in my dream. Anyway.
Quicksand would be very scary.
Willie.
From the military and governmental standpoint, they were like, hey, if we only have seconds or minutes to survive, you know, we can't have a country not run by the government anymore. So we need to create tunnel systems and underground bases that president and his staff can just jump into. And ultimately they also start. So they just started digging underground, making bases, making tunnels, all this stuff. There are patents out there for these nuclear powered tunnel drillers. And some of them, the nuclear power heats the metal so that the rock melts. And then it creates like a vitrified, like glass-like wall. Like really gigantic things that then they can just throw, make roads in or make train tracks in. And, so, you know, we have all these deep underground military bases like NORAD. They basically hollowed out a mountain to create a place that could withstand a nuclear blast and also is a nuclear blast detecting site, you know.
Are you talking about Raven Rock?
That's one of them too. That one is a complex.
Do you guys ever see Terminator 3?
Yeah.
No.
That's where they end up. They end up in a bunker that's like, oh, the fucking nuclear style. We got to have a spot where we can like communicate and stuff.
That was a really good spoiler, too late, but that was a really good ending to a movie because you thought that Skynet was not going to happen. And you thought they got away.
It actually was a really good ending. You thought they were going to save the day and get away, but it was really like, no, we just needed to get you here so you don't die.
Because we knew Skynet was going to happen. And yeah, it's pretty cool. All the nuclear blasts went off. The Cheyenne Mountain Complex.
Hmm.
There are we have underground bases and we have the capabilities to dig really deep underground tunnels. And they say that these tunnel borers, there's a bunch of different versions of them. And you know, the military always has better ones than the ones that are seen by the public that can do like 4 to 5 miles an hour.
What's the deepest hole you guys have ever dug? What's the deepest hole you've ever dug?
Just on our own?
Yeah, just like on your own.
Like 5 or 6.
5 or 6 feet or holes?
Feet. I tried to make a pool at my house once. I dug a hole and then filled it with water and my dad got pissed.
Aww.
Holy shit.
It was probably more like 3 or 4 feet. But I like dug a hole and we filled it with water and I like stood in it.
How old were you?
I was like 10 or 12. It was literally like, it was like the width of like a kid. Like it was it was just a hole.
For some reason, I pictured you as like a teenager being like, you know, it would trip dad out if we dug a hole and made it into a pool while he's gone.
Dude, how are we going to get the chicks over here? Let's fucking dig a pool, bro.
Yeah,
we were young enough. We were young enough to not realize we should put like a tarp. We just like poured the water into the dirt hole.
See, you just made a mud hole.
We made a really big mud hole.
Yeah. That's the beginning of Encino Man. Do you guys remember the movie Encino Man?
Yeah.
I do. A good movie.
Yeah, they were digging a hole for a pool because they said, how are we supposed to get the chicks over? We got to dig a hole for a pool.
Maybe that's where I got it. It came out right around the time.
You're like, it's that easy. Maybe we'll find an Encino Man.
Yeah, worst case, we find an Encino Man.
I don't think I ever dug a hole.
Really?
Too much work.
You feel so strong when you do it, though.
I don't remember.
The weasel is the crustiest vato I've ever witnessed.
Hey, man, where's the worm? He's right here, man. And he points at Pauly Shore.
I dug a hole at the beach one time. The weasel.
Brendan Fraser's really hot in that movie.
He's really hot in his newest movie.
I dug a hole at the beach that was like for two people to sit in their chairs with just their eyes looking over the beach.
Yeah.
So it was like 5x5.
That's and a
I
pretty
put a little ledge to put our beer. Yeah, I dug for hours.
That's such a beautiful.
That sounds really scary. That sounds really scary.
Felt like hours. There's no way it was hours.
When my friends were camping, one of them would dig a big hole and then hide in it for like most of the night. Uh-huh. And they would put like a tarp over it or whatever. And then he would just wait until someone was like, wait, where'd Brent go? And then he would pop out of it.
That is not worth it. That is not worth that gag. You can wait behind a tree and accomplish the same thing. Not worth it, buddy.
So, Willie,
do you guys think that when the guy made the funnel, he was like, oh, this is like a fun tunnel. What am I going to call it?
So you're like, woo.
You it's just, so like, fun.
Follow it all the way down.
It's like a tunnel, but fun.
It's like a fun tunnel. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was probably initially designed for like oil and like working on stuff. It wasn't designed for like a beer bong. A beer bong.
Beer bong?
Is there
It's used a funnel for.
I've never done a beer bong. I've never done a beer bong.
I think I did one once.
They're surprisingly easy and very fun.
Probably killed it.
I think you rocked it. Yeah, I agree.
Probably.
Ugh.
Wait, so Willie, you believe these tunnels exist and they cover the whole country?
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many various levels of secret tunnels. There are actually tunnels that truck drivers use to transport military equipment in, you know, like nukes. You're not going to drive a nuke
down
on a regular highway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Why do you have to drive them at all?
Because you got to move them around so our enemies don't know where they are.
You put them in a fucking stealth thing that we got.
No,
you do all the things.
That was my main question. Why are they necessary? What's the benefit of having underground tunnels? Is it just to survive nuclear stuff?
It's mostly to transport secrets, you know?
I don't see how that's all that necessary. I feel like we can transfer stuff on like we can like escape.
But the idea is you're not hiding them from Americans. You're hiding them from people that from either spies or people that could destroy them. You know what I mean? If our enemy knew that we transported nukes on the highway, they'd know that they could just attack that, you know.
But can't we transport stuff in the schedule? Can't we transport stuff in the air secretly, like without being tracked?
No.
Yeah, but I mean, not. I mean, here's the thing: if you're going to transport,
What's a stealth bomber? They can't track that, right?
I would encourage you to look up when a stealth bomber was created and compare it to World War II, and you might be surprised to find that there's a big gap
here we go. In between those. Here we go. Days. Smart, smart, smart.
Also,
when these potentially were made, stealth bombers were a long ways from being invented.
Also, yeah. I would believe that if you want to transport things secretly with no paper trail, it's way easier to do it underground than in the sky. It's way cheaper to do it underground than in the sky. Like,
the
cost of gas, and then you have to like justify that in a budget. You have to put in writing that you're like airport to airport. There's only a couple airports, and we know where all the airports are except for the secret government ones, right?
And that fuel is a lot more expensive than fucking diesel.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are really good points. These are really good
don't
points.
Don't even get me started on how expensive diesel is right now. I fucking can't even fill up my big rig, man.
It's a byproduct of gas, and it costs more than gas. Here's a crazy thing, all right? Have you guys heard of underground water tunnels underneath America?
Yeah, secret pipes.
I've heard of pipes.
That's where all the poop goes. It's also known as a sewer.
Yeah.
There's
Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Oh, the Ninja Turtles discovered.
Real. Ninja Turtles are real.
We forgot all about sewers until the Ninja Turtles came up and they're like, "What's up, dude? Got any pizza? We're down here in the sewer." And we're like, "Whoa, that's where our poop goes."
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that's gross, dude.
Oh, you can hide nukes from us, but you smell like shit. So we know you're part of the secret force.
Yeah. If anyone tries to attack America, they just go, "You guys smell something?" And then they...
That's where they got the term. Yeah, sniff them out. Oh, we just sniffed them out. All these shit hounds.
That's why Marilyn Monroe is such a pro. That shot of her with her dress getting blown up, that fucking stunk, but she didn't react to the smell. She didn't react to the smell.
You know what? It wasn't the subway. Was that was her fart.
That's
wasn't
a subway. The Kennedys smelled like shit, you know, because they were very...
They were right below her shitting their pants, like trying to make her break, but yeah. She didn't do it.
No, they were like jerking off and shitting.
She's a pro. She's a pro. Was a pro. Rest in peace.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I heard, I don't know if this is true. This is not slander. I heard that she was a shit hog. She had a fetish for shit.
Really?
And is that real?
So when the sewer blew her dress up, that's why she looks so turned on. She's like, poopy.
Make me a brunette. You know how.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Poop? Yeah. You know how I like to dye my hair with poop.
I've heard that. I've heard all those rumors before. I think they're true. Those I believe.
I think we've all heard it, right? I mean, these are famous rumors.
Now Lit in the chat pointed out that also from a military perspective, underground equals extra protection, which I agree 100%. Like, if the sun explodes, you better believe we're all going to go underground.
Couldn't, in theory, that stuff be, like, demolished and, like, break and, like, collapse on you?
Not if you engineer it correctly.
If you go deep enough?
If you look at there aren't that many pictures out there of NORAD, but, I mean, it's amazingly huge. It is
well, the whole mountain. Okay, but here's the thing. I don't want to cut you off, but these things we know these things exist, right? These are like underground bases and stuff. I want to know about these tunnels. I want to know more about this. Right. Is it like nationwide, and how deep is it?
And how far?
So here's the thing. These things are very deep because they're easier to drill the deeper you go, because the bedrock gets hotter when you get closer to the mantle. Or I forget. Is it mantle? Because there's the crust, mantle's next, right?
Yes.
The closer you get to that, the rock is hotter. And so the boring machines, the tunnel diggers, like, can go even faster because the rock's already kind of hot. There are a bunch of, I mean, there's a bunch of videos out there of, like, the truck drivers talking about delivering secret shit. But, And they basically have really deep underground cities, because, like, once you're driving across country in a semi, you have to be able to stop. You have to be able to eat. Like there are so you have like a whole secret community.
That's my first bump. How would we not know about it by then if there's that many people involved controlling these other gas stations, restaurants, fucking that shit underground? If that all has to exist underground, we'd know.
No, we wouldn't know.
Someone would leak and it would become real.
And then you know what? And then those people get called crazy. Those people will be slandered.
But we haven't even seen that happen.
Because it's not that important. Like, underground bases are not that important to normal people. Like, regular people, they're like, oh, the Kardashians, their boobs are getting bigger and shit like that.
Oh,
like,
shit. Aaron is giving it to America. Let them have it, Aaron.
Well, hold on.
Fuck you, America.
Wait. Did the Kardashians' boobs actually get bigger?
I mean, always. They just inflate. They just get so much bigger.
But okay, that's like the Jesus theory of like, oh, if Jesus visited, people would just brush him off as a crazy guy.
Yeah, and also like, you know, in that area, I'm sure in whatever town all those people live, I'm sure that's a well-known fact that most of the town works in the bunker, or they're like tapped to work in this bunker. But outside of that town, why would anyone care? And like, it's probably a fun town secret. They're like, don't tell anyone. It's our town secret, you know? Like, small towns are full of shit. No.
But even small town, everybody's got Instagram and Facebook. I don't really buy it.
They're not gonna.
We'd see at least something that people would say is fake. We'd at least see stuff that people would say, no way, this is real. But I haven't even seen that.
Well, but.
Personally.
Here's the thing. It's hard to find anything anymore. There used to be so much more stuff available. Like most stuff, you can't search for a lot of stuff anymore. It's, you know, like, it's definitely not.
The web is controlled. The internet is controlled, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And it might not just be like, oh, let's get rid of this site. It's more like, well, all these people are paying to be the top of the search, you know, and like everything else just gets lost. And then I don't know. There are so many things that I couldn't find that I, in my head, were go-tos of like things that I've seen in the past. At any rate, I stumbled upon this new thing. Just outside of Reno, there's this place called Hawthorne, and they have a naval undersea warfare center there.
Oh.
In the middle of the desert next to Reno. Or whatever that is. How do they have a naval undersea warfare center there? Basically, they have tunnels that are so deep that they are... They're put, her being the earth. Submarine tunnels. They transport a lot of nuclear warheads through submarine tunnels underground.
In water.
So deep they hit the ocean layer. Under
is there really an ocean layer underneath the surface of the?
I mean, there's like water underground. I don't.
Well, a lot of this ring, a lot of people right now are saying like there's more water underground than above, but that's particularly in ringwoodite, which is like a rock that like holds more water. But there are a lot of people that say that like there actually is, the ocean does go over under parts of the United States, and then they've built tunnels.
That way we can surf underground whenever we want.
Ninja Turtles.
Just like the turtles, dog.
It all comes back to the Ninja Turtles.
Hanging 10, or as the turtles like to call it, hanging 6.
What would you guys do if you saw a real Ninja Turtle?
I'd shake their hand and thank them for their service.
They only have 3 toes.
Yeah, they got like that. I'd go, thank you for everything. Thank you for keeping us safe.
I think I would get really excited.
And then I'd dab.
I would be so grossed out.
I would hope that it's Leonardo, because then I would be like, you're the coolest. Don't let anyone tell you you're not. Blue is cool. These other guys are lame. You're cool.
Mike's funny,
though. The swords are the best.
Mike's funny. You know.
I like Donatello.
Raph is weird. Or Raph is rude, I mean.
He's
no
like
one likes Raph.
Angry.
Yeah. I was always a big Casey Jones guy.
I didn't like Casey Jones. Did you read the comics?
Sports, dude.
Oh, I didn't, no. No, I just like sticks. Oh, okay. I just figured I'd be a sticks guy in like a post-apocalyptic scenario.
Oh, I see.
Are Ninja Turtles just reptilians from the center of the Earth? Now, these are real hard-hitting questions.
That's a whole different episode.
Do you even know what the Ninja Turtles are if you're asking that question? They were created by ooze.
They were normal turtles that fell in some ooze, and a rat raised them, obviously.
Stupid question.
Dumb
stupid
question, Savon. Stupid question, Gary. Anyway.
Willie, I don't believe in under. So you believe this? You actually believe, because when you talk about it, it's like you're giving us information.
Facts. Can I tell you?
But to me, it's just nonsense.
Can I?
Correct.
I'm just reading about the Raven Rock bunker. It's not necessarily. It is kind of like a tunnel. It's attached to a lot of the other tunnels, I think. But it is like a hollowed out mountain in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, where the government made an entire city inside this mountain on the off chance of nuclear war or just like life changing, like something that would kill all of America. All of these people are like tapped to be like, ring, ring, ring. Okay, a helicopter is coming to get you. And they're airlifted out and brought to this place. And this is a real place that exists. This is a real place.
That's the plot of the movie 2012. There's all these people that have these special tickets to get on the ark.
What do you guys
think? They go to NORAD, though.
What if we started right now?
Uh-huh.
What if we started right now? How would we get a ticket onto that? Like, what would we have to do?
I think you have to be vital. Like, okay, so this place has, it's a small city. So there's a fire department, there's a police department, there's medical facilities and dining halls. I think if we become the best dishwashers in America, we could be in this dining hall.
Well, how
I don't think they need the best dishwasher. I think they just need someone willing to wash dishes.
Come on.
How xenophobic is this town? Because obviously the immigrants would be better dishwashers than we would.
It says,
love it.
Raven Rock is a massive hollowed out mountain.
Careful.
It's a freestanding city with individual buildings, three-story buildings built inside of this mountain. It is everything a small city would, a fire department, there's a police department, blah, blah, blah. The dining facilities serve 4 meals a day. It's a 24-hour facility, and it was sort of mothballed to a certain extent during the 1990s as the Cold War ended. And then there was they restarted in a hurry after September 11th. So this thing was like closed. And then after 9/11, it opened back up and it's been pretty dramatically expanded over the last 15 years. And today could hold as many as 5,000 people in the event of an emergency.
That is not very many people.
That's not that many people.
It's like just the White House.
I find that bragging so about much the size of this thing when it's just 5,000 people.
5,000 is nothing. I find that so much easier to believe than like across the country tunnels for transport.
I would believe that it's connected to these tunnels. If this was revamped after 9/11 and expanded,
the tunnels seem so much more complicated and unnecessary. A fucking couple places just in case, that makes sense. NORAD and a couple places in a mountain, sure, probably, maybe. But like tunnels traveling hundreds of miles, come on, unnecessary.
Here,
Why would you need to transport nukes in this post-apocalyptic world? You would just need them to be able to fucking leave from place.
Forget about all the secret stuff. Like, you know, just picture transporting important people.
Yeah. Why would you need to in this post-apocalyptic world? You just need them to survive. You don't need to transport them to L.A. from D.C.
Maybe you do. Maybe everything's fucked up in D.C. and the new bases, like base of America, is going to be in L.A.
But that's such a hypothetical that could apply to anywhere. So why bother making any specific tunnels when in theory they could need to be anywhere?
I think that they go to Florida. I think that they go to Texas. I think they go to some key places in Middle America.
None of that makes any sense. There's no reason you would need them to be anywhere specific in this post-apocalyptic world.
Just picture military having to transport things across state lines.
What for?
Anything that they have, even if it's like delivering tanks
in current world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
When you have to go through those truck stops, even if, I mean, do you think that the military gets a free pass and they can go from state to state and not report what they're transporting? I don't think so. I think each state,
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they could do that. I drive a truck for work, and I go to LA to San Diego every day. And there's the way station that I'm technically supposed to stop in, But every now and again, I don't. And no one fucking stops me. I don't get pulled over for not pulling in a way station. So a military vehicle skipping a way station or different stations like that, I bet they can do that.
I mean, I bet they can too, but I just think that like states feel like they're more important than the military at times, you know? And it's like, no, you gotta report this. This is
maybe,
you know.
I also think you're forgetting that different places have different commodities.
Well, and this person in the chat made a good point of like actually just transporting basic resources is like the most logical reason I could imagine needing.
Yeah, and like if there's like
fucking, we only got corn over there, so we got to transport some corn to these people over there.
Yeah, there's like a big disaster, our roads could be destroyed, and any way to get things from point A to point B could be impossible. So maybe the underground tunnels, which are reinforced by melting the sides, maybe those are the safest route. But I only mean to your specific, like you're saying, like why would you do things in specific areas? I mean, there's a whole science to the ecology of a space, how many, like the population and the importance of that population, like weather patterns, all kinds of things that would make a specific spot very specific. Like if you're like, places don't matter, I could put my house in a swamp. It's like, no, your house would fucking go into the swamp. Like,
yeah, no, it's very interesting that I had not considered that they might want to like keep people alive,
you know,
and like keep things working. I thought it was just about like, we got the government and the government has to be active and the people in power have to be okay. But I hadn't considered that there could be like people spread out that need taking care of.
Yeah.
And that would be a valuable use of tunnels.
But what about the lizard people and the mole men?
They use those tunnels too.
No, I think we kill them right away. I think they got to go. They're too scary. I don't want to see them in the dark.
They taught us their tunnel building ways. That's why they get to use our tunnels.
Okay, that's fair. At least the moles. Yeah. The lizards. Sorry, dude. Go soak up the sun.
The moles keep turning off the lights. So. And it's like, dude, we need these. And they're like, but we don't.
It's going to be tough to coexist. I'll say that much.
They're all blind. They just eat worms. Hey.
Blind leading the blind, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, Willie, this is a question for you. This is not a joke. You believe in underground species.
Mm-hmm. Species?
But you also believe in underground tunnels.
It has to be a coexist thing, right?
So fight your two beliefs
like
for me.
Like a bumper sticker.
I don't know how hard I believe. I mean, okay. So like, I think if there are underground and I want to just say, well, yeah, like reptilian entities that live in caverns under the underground, you know, like the idea is that when they built some of these dumbs, the deep underground military bases, like there's this guy Phil Snyder, he tells a story all the time, but like they were building a dumb on top of an alien reptilian, they live in the earth base, and then like it collapsed and they interacted, there was a big fight, whatever. I'm not trying to convince you, I would try to send you things to read because what's the alien base? The Dulce base is the one that Phil Snyder.
Oh, this is the one you're talking about. So Rye is on board. Rye Stack in the Gary.
But it's not alien. It's reptilian.
I don't know what alien means anymore because I think most of the aliens that we see are actually from Earth also.
I like to call them crypto-terrestrials. Cool. You like that?
Not really.
Crypto-terrestrials.
Are they walking little bitcoins?
They could be. I mean, it's like...
That would be cute.
It's like an alien that exists on Earth. Like, they're of the Earth. They're from the Earth, but they're a separate species from us. A crypto-terrestrial.
I hope they're Doge coins, though, because those are cuter.
I like Cum Rocket.
Aaron.
What? Are we talking about crypto or what?
Aaron, come on.
Please. What? I say something bad?
We don't talk about cum on this podcast. You know that.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
We've never.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
Clean. This is a family podcast about tunnels and.
My niece and nephew are watching. Please show your.
They're not. They're not watching.
If my 6-year-old niece and my 3-year-old nephew
Daddy,
are watching.
What is cum?
Yeah, they're British.
It's a bit. It's like a Bitcoin. It's like Bitcoin.
Oh, Dad, Uncle Kurt's talking about cum again.
He's just talking about Bitcoin. His papa is Irish. He's just talking about the Bitcoin.
Wait, dude, what was the other accent you have, Aaron? You got a Vietnamese or something?
Oh, that one is a little more not accepted.
Hey, I accept it every time. I'll say that
one. I think you get a pass, don't you?
The Asian part of me says yes. The white says
okay,
no.
Okay. Sorry. No. Skip it. Sorry to put you on this bus.
Let's get back to tunnels. Let's talk about some tunnels, huh?
Let's talk about those Vietnamese tunnels.
Here's the thing. I mean, we're done. We're out of time. We can keep going. I'm not saying we should wrap it up. But
are you
saying
Kurt, my man. My man.
Please don't take my catchphrase.
You're staying for the more, aren't you?
Is that really the end? We haven't even talked about it yet.
No, I'm saying it's loose because we're on Twitch tonight. We don't have any sort of schedule to keep. All I'm saying is we have been going about an hour.
This is almost an hour.
So I'm just putting that out there.
Okay.
I'm gonna pee again, and I can hear you guys. I don't know what's wrong with me.
We can hear you too.
Can I do that? Can I do that too? But yeah. I won't be able to hear you guys.
Sure. Willie and I will just talk about tunnels for a bit.
Yeah. If just remember what you said, so you can repeat it.
Okay.
Don't read. Any
I know.
Of my
I'm like I'm not talking about tunnels while he's gone.
You can talk about tunnels. Why not?
I don't want to repeat myself.
Uninterrupted tunnel talk. Well, okay, how about this? I'll tell you something else about on this website, because this article I found is about like Raven Rock and what the rest of the world, like the government, would do if something came to kill us. And this thing on what the IRS would do is insane. So not even nuclear war would stop the taxes. The IRS had all their plans for how they would levy taxes on nuclear damaged property. And how they would raise revenue to keep the government going. The Federal Reserve built a bunker in Mount Pony, Vancouver. No, what's VA? Virginia. Where they kept $2 billion cash, which would have been money that we would have needed to keep the economy going for 18 months, which was the length of time.
Ultimate heist movie. We've got it.
The length of time that they expected it to take us. To begin printing currency again after a nuclear attack. A large portion of that money hidden away was in $2 bills. Because in the 1970s, the government first introduced the $2 bill and discovered Americans didn't want to use them. And they didn't want to pulp and waste the money. So they shrunk wrap all the $2 bills and hid them away in a government bunker, figuring that after nuclear war, people wouldn't have much of a choice about what type of currency they would use anymore. Isn't that insane?
I mean, picture this though, of all the entities that exist, that like they have to, Kurt, I'm just going to start over on this thing.
Thank you.
For all of the secret entities that exist, their main goal is to survive. Aaron was just telling us about how the IRS had plans on how to make money if a nuclear war happened. And it's just like government positions need to exist past all types of disasters, every single secret military. Like they just have to survive. Otherwise,
wait, do you actually believe that, or that's what their motives are?
I think that I believe it. And I think that's what their motives are. Is it like
both?
If a disaster could ruin the government, then they don't have any power. So like that has to go beyond.
That's the best part about a disaster, is that the government would be ruined.
It'd be ruined, except they'd have a bunch of $2 bills to fund the economy.
I had a little collection once. I had like $32 bills at one point, but I don't know.
I got $200 in $2 bills because I think it's hilarious.
Whoa.
Yeah. Woo, 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 woo.
My grandpa used to give me $2 bills, but that was about it.
They're cute.
So how do we feel about tunnels under American soil?
I still don't really buy it. I think the idea of like spots, like bases around, like where people can go and survive, that makes sense. I believe that. But interconnecting tunnels, that's so much work. And it's, in the end, would it be that necessary? I don't know.
But you don't think that that's frivolous government funded work? Like, the government is super into frivolous, tedious work that would take a long time and a lot of money, moving a lot of earth around, you know?
Look at the big dig in Boston, guys. Come on. I mean, that didn't work out. Am I talking about the right thing? The big dig? Wasn't that a tunnel thing, like a subway thing in Boston that was supposed to be wrapped up in like 08, but it took forever and they bailed?
No idea.
They bailed on
this. Sound familiar? Somebody in the chat backed me up. Big Dig, Boston. Isn't that a real thing?
Thank you, Shanini, for the follow. Thank you, Shanini, for the follow.
You know, I think a lot of people from Boston have that Big Dig energy.
That's really funny. That's good. No one has backed me up yet. Someone in the chat backed me up. Big Dig, Boston. It happened.
Yeah, when it comes to tunnels, you got to love them, right? You blow your horn through them. They're very fun.
Yeah.
You drive through the side of a mountain, makes you feel like a god.
Okay, wait a minute. Here's my biggest concern with underground tunnels. You got to hold your breath when you're in them. If they're going hundreds of miles, I'm not Aquaman over here. I can't hold my breath for them.
You gotta honk your horn the entire time.
The whole tunnel? Honk and hold.
Your horn is gonna be fucking exhausted.
You'll run out of that horn fluid.
And that's an expensive repair. People don't realize how expensive those are to replace.
Yeah.
Well, and part of the tunnel thing is because the only way you can get that horn fluid is underground. And so originally they were like just digging for horn fluid. And then they were like, oh, wait, we could make tunnels down here. And then we would have endless horn liquid, horn juice.
What'd you call it? You
power our horns.
Fluid. Oh,
horn fluid.
Oh, you're in a tunnel? The whole point of the tunnel was to find the horn juice. You got to honk that shit.
Oh, so all these little truck stops with the people from the towns that work underground, they're just running the horn fluid stations where you refill your horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really like un-American to not like just use your horn as much as possible so that you can use up that horn fluid so that we can justify the tunnels that are down there to get the horn fluid.
What about
conversely, it's illegal to use your turn signal down there, which is also very American.
Yeah.
What about the people that have like the La Cucaracha horn?
They gotta go. They gotta go with the apocalypse. No, they gotta die. Out?
Okay, I was just checking.
Do you think? Do you guys think that if there is some big like secret operation going on, the reason why they're not spilling the beans is because they get some kind of like debt paid off or threat of death? Like, do you think it? Like, because I do see a lot of whistleblowers. But for the amount of people that would have to be a part of this, there aren't that many.
That's my big worry. That's my big bump. People involved would leak.
So the tunnel thing you could maybe convince me of when you start talking about submarine tunnels, then I'm just like, this is fiction. There's no way that they have submarine tunnels. Like, if they had, and this is a different country, but like, what's the pass that got blocked by that that boat that like tried to turn around in the middle of it or whatever?
Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal, like that is got a thoroughfare of like capitalism. Yeah. If you could bypass that, why wouldn't you?
Because it's secret. If everyone knew about it, then everyone would be doing it. And then it's a totally other thing.
But also you have to pay to get through.
Well, and that's an interesting way to put it, Willie, because if we built these tunnels after World War II when we were worried about Cold War, fucking post-apocalyptic nukes dropping, but then it kind of didn't happen, couldn't you fucking absolutely make a lot of fucking money off these tunnels that exist?
Yeah.
If they became more public, couldn't you fucking charge people
like super VIP?
The last video I saw was like 100 semi trucks waiting to go to this tunnel. Somebody walks up with the camera, is talking, was like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "I'm going to Maine." That's like 1500 miles away, just in this tunnel.
Send me that video.
And I'm like,
post that vid. Post that vid in the chat.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll post it. But here's the thing is like when it comes to underground secret tunnels, if you do just a little bit of digging, you'll find it.
Oh, I got to do my own research.
No, you got to do a little bit of digging. You get it? It's a joke.
Oh, he's doing
it. You guys remember when Brendan Fraser?
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
He, after he, either after or before he was a caveman, lived in the 50s and
his dad.
Blast from the past.
No, this is just Brendan. Every movie is Brendan Fraser's life. He's also Jewish, and he in the 20s he was he went to Stanford, and they didn't like Jewish people.
Is it like a Four Boys movie?
You don't know this movie?
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's the one with the poet society. They stand on the desks.
No, that's a different one. This one's a different one.
It's
school something ties? School ties?
School
ties. That's it.
School ties. So anyway, Brendan Fraser goes into the basement and they think there's nuclear war, and then he comes out and there's not.
That sounds like Blast from the Past.
That's too bad.
That's just Brendan Fraser's life.
Oh, okay. No, you're right.
He went to college in the 20s, mm-hmm. but then he was a baby in the 50s.
Yeah.
And then later he was a caveman.
I think you're thinking Benjamin Button.
It sounds like he's maybe a Benjamin Button. I think if you get right down to it.
Or a Tuck Everlasting.
Ooh, what's that?
Tuck Everlasting? It's a boy that is immortal.
Cool. But he's a boy always?
He's like a teenage boy always. He's like a handsome teenage boy always, and ladies fall in love with him.
So he can play high school football forever?
Forever. Yeah, forever, like Twilight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but they can never monetize it, Kurt. Because
God.
Doesn't matter. It's all about the accolades.
Rystack in the chat just made the best point. This is the most scientific thing that we've really thought about all night. Didn't the Looney Tunes come into our world through a secret tunnel in the documentary Space Jam?
You want another crack at documentary?
Documentary Space Jam. Take two. Didn't the Looney Tunes come into our world through a secret tunnel in the documentary Space Jam?
Thanks. The answer is yes, they did. Thank you for asking.
Yes. How do you think Eric Bauza is alive right now?
Eric
Bauza absolutely has a ticket to the fucking end of the world tunnels.
Yeah, he's one of the 5,000.
We're gonna need Bugs Bunny.
Well, we're gonna need some entertainment for the kids, for all the Clinton kids and stuff.
We're gonna need Bugs, Daffy. Who else is he too? Marvin the Martian. Fucking Tweety Bird.
Yeah, we need entertainment for those 30-year-old Clinton kids.
Yeah, and he's like 50 characters in one.
We're gonna need him to do that. The butler from Santiago. Any 101 heads out there?
Deep cut.
Like Channel 101.
Let's get Michelson down there. Just so really embarrassing. I'm sorry I said it.
Embarrassing.
I agree.
All right. Well, final thoughts on tunnels.
Willie?
The craziest thing about this whole nuclear sub tunnel thing is the very first nuclear sub was just lost. They just lost it.
In the tunnel?
I don't think it was lost. No, I think it went into the tunnel system, and I mean, just went into the tunnels. And well, I mean,
that's kind of the plot of Sahara. A really good movie.
Between like 12 to 14 nuclear subs, they basically hold like over 1,000 nuclear warheads on just this small amount of subs. I don't think that they're just driving around the ocean. I think that we have to constantly move our nukes to protect them. Because if you know where they're at, then you know where they're coming from. And it's like, you know how to get rid of them. And if a nuclear war happened, I think that, you know, you would attack their nukes if it's going to be nuclear war. At any rate, I do think that aside from the submarine tunnels, I think there's just a whole business of operations that have just been going on for so long. Delivering goods, moving stuff around, just going about their business so that they don't have to tell anybody else what they're doing. And I think there's enough whistleblowers out there trying to expose this stuff, but it all just gets lost in conspiracy world. But is it a bad thing? I don't know.
I think that if there's proof of elaborate bunker systems that were put into place during World War II and then revived after 9/11, it is not a crazy jump to think that they are all connected in an intricate system, that there are ones that we don't know about as well as the ones we do know about, and that the tunnel systems probably exist and that they're being used right now. There are pictures of tunnels. There are pictures of them. Are they the secret tunnels? I don't know. Are they just random government tunnels? I don't know. But I grew up in an area with like one of the top 10 places that would be bombed by another country. It's like a naval base in Seal Beach. And they have a bunch of underground stuff. I know that for a fact. And it's like fucked up. It's fucked up. There's nuclear warheads under Seal Beach. To you, Wade, or to Kurt.
I want to live in this magical world. I just don't think there's a machine that, what did you say, turns it into glass as it digs? That's awesome.
It's like obsidian.
It
doesn't dig.
It liquefies the rock and then makes. And
I don't think that's a thing.
Wade, you've seen obsidian.
I would love for it to be a thing.
I've seen
lava style. Minecraft. I've seen Minecraft.
Not that. Like real obsidian.
I've never seen real obsidian.
From lava.
It comes from, it's like glass. It's like rock glass.
You've seen obsidian.
You've seen obsidian. If you've ever been to a natural wonders store in the mall when you were younger, you've seen obsidian.
Any kid that went to school is obsidian.
Yeah, any smart kid.
Did you go to school?
I don't believe that it exists. I was in the talented and gifted program. No one ever mentioned obsidian to me ever.
That's ridiculous. No,
I buy it. They didn't bother with obsidian for the town.
If there's a machine that can just make obsidian, then why isn't there more obsidian in the world?
There is. We just don't need it.
It's not valuable.
Sorry. I'm dropping the mic here. I think I got you guys. If you can make
obsidian, why wouldn't there be?
Kurt, what do you think about tunnels?
I don't really buy it. I buy underground bunkers here and there just in case. If some of them are close enough, sure. If some stuff on the East Coast, you know, 50 miles here, maybe. But like across the country, coast to coast tunnels, no, it's too much work. It would cost too much money. It would be too hard to keep a secret. And in the end, the government does only care about their own success and power. They would be too lazy. It's too much of a hypothetical to put that much time and energy into and money. I don't think they would bother. Because it would like, let's just have a bunker so we wouldn't die. And we're good from there. They wouldn't bother with like, they wouldn't care about keeping the fucking society alive. They wouldn't care about transporting goods. They would just care about keeping their own little fucking lives and kids in their power. So like, I don't buy it. I don't think it would happen.
Fair enough.
Sorry, I went so dark.
Fair enough.
So we solved it again. You're welcome.
Once again,
thank you for listening. We're going to continue the conversation with Kurt Neal in our bonus episode called Real Life More Sci-Fi. And that's going to come up if you're on Twitch after this break. And if you're not on Twitch and listening, then you can go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, get access to two bonus episodes a week, plus the Discord or whatever. It's very fun. It's all
fun. Be it's part so of the real life Sci-iverse. I'm trying to workshop that.
Yeah, something like that. The RLSF verse. Anyway.
What's USS in front of RLSF?
United States.
It's an Aaron typo. It's an Aaron typo.
Oh, it's like it's a ship? United States ship, real life sci-fi?
Oh, well, the SS is stands for steamship.
USS, it's a Star Trek thing.
Yeah, like USS Enterprise?
SS is a real military steamship.
That's because the Star Trek ships were based off naval ships.
Yeah.
That's why...
United States but Service.
I can't.
The Navy goes into the space.
Yeah,
it does feel like the
Enterprise is a real boat right now. So supposedly it's the evolution of that boat.
What's more like space, the water or the air?
The water.
Exploring
space. What's more like space, water or the air?
The water.
Honestly, but it's also air. But it's not water.
No, it's not. There is no air in space. So,
but there's not water.
But you can't breathe in water.
Let's talk about this in the more, you guys.
When people go into space in movies, they kind of freeze.
Saying you can't breathe in the water and you can't breathe in space.
Can't breathe in space.
Let's talk about this for another 10 minutes.
I say an hour.
Sebi, yeah. Nalu, Channel 101 official, thank you all for being our Gary's. Rice Stack, missed you, sorry. Stick around. We'll be back in a little bit, and we solve tunnels, and just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See you next time.
We'll be right back.
Good night and good luck.